Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There are too many subjects you need to know about for me to cover in depth today. 2 days ago, I talked about governments being the largest source of so-called fake news. The lack of disclosure of unfunded liabilities is a prime example of this. 2 Sundays ago, the Lansing State Journal finally did a major front page story running several pages on Lansing's unfunded pension and retiree health care obligations. The coverage was good as far as it went, but readers still would not learn about some of the most important problems about this existing crisis. For more details, go to the Liberty Coin Service Facebook page or read our award-winning newsletter called Liberty's Outlook. Next, 2 weeks ago, I alerted you to an expectant announcement before the end of this year of a new Sharia law compliance standard that would allow the world's 1.4 billion Muslims to purchase gold and silver as an investment. The announcement was made 4 days ago, but I bet you still haven't learned about it from your other media sources. Now that this has occurred, we foresee a strong likelihood of higher gold and silver prices within 2 months. Third, Liberty was one of the first in America to report on the government of India suddenly demonetizing the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes on November 8. The banks and the government were not prepared to handle the problem of replacing the 86% of outstanding currency that these notes represented. Commerce has been disrupted, the value of the rupee has fallen, citizens have further lost trust in the government, and it has sparked a huge surge of physical gold and silver demand. Did your other media sources tell you all this? Here's one more item. In 2 days, the people of Italy will vote on a referendum for the largest overhaul of their national government in the past century. If it passes, one result could be that Italy rejects the euro for its circulating money. This could bring on the collapse of the euro in all countries. Did your other media sources warn you about this looming crisis? That's it for today. Tune in next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.